Good morning, Stephen.
Good afternoon, Chairman.
Yeah, you're right this time.
Alec, just a quick one to open up with. Have we written off the ABC Learning unsecured subordinated reset convertible notes to zero?
They're provided for at that level, yes.
We've written them off to zero. Okay. Now, this is clearly the biggest debacle in the history of the Commonwealth Bank. In June last year, we underwrote a $600 million issue of these convertible notes, which are unsecured, which rank behind unsecured creditors. And we took $445 million of them. So we wrote out a cheque for $445 million in a $600 million unsecured note raising. That was announced in June 2007. I've got a stock exchange announcement here from ABC Learning, which talks about the recruitment of Mr. John Waugh, who was head of institutional banking at the Commonwealth Bank. Now, ABC Learning recruited him 2 months after that happened. So 2 months after we've written out a cheque for $445 million, the head of institutional banking at the Commonwealth Bank in Queensland was recruited to be the group financial controller at ABC Learning. Now, I understand in the last few days you've fired all 10 people who were working on the ABC Learning account. And I just guess the question is, this is clearly the biggest debacle in the history of our bank. You've also got a $240 million exposure as well, which is one of the biggest just regular banks. So the loss, the exposure was $700 million, $445 is already gone. We could drop another couple of hundred, could be pushing $600 or $650 million. No other bank that I'm aware of has ever lost that much in Australia on a single account. The biggest loss in Tricontinental was $200 million on Christopher Skates. So how on earth did this happen, that we took such a massive unsecured exposure and then we had this deal where our banker in charge of this heads across to ABC Learning 2 months later?
Like you, Mr. Main, I'm not happy with the outcome. Obviously, the situation is one that we would all prefer had not happened. I have to say, at the time that we made that decision, it was based on the information that was provided to us by the company. And unfortunately, that information has obviously not been seen to be as accurate as we had relied upon. And I think that there's obviously been a lot of issues in and around ABC and its accounting, as we've seen in recent times, in regard to the length of time it has taken, or did take, to restate their accounts. In regard to the person that you mentioned who joined ABC as financial controller, he had no connection or involvement with those notes. And so therefore that was handled out of our Sydney office. It was not handled out of our office in Queensland. And he left us and had left us for 2 months before he was appointed there, and certainly it was a situation where the role that he had been undertaking was restructured and he was left the organisation as a result of being made redundant prior to his joining ABC. There's no connection that I'm aware of between him and the transaction that you refer to specifically at ABC.
Mr. Main?
Chairman, just appreciate the candour in the earlier comments on ABC Learning, that the banker involved was retrenched, that it came out of the Sydney office. But just to clarify on Ralph's last comment about the security, clearly there's no chance of getting the $450 million. I mean, that's unsecured. We rank behind the local florist or news agent. So I'm presuming that must be the biggest loss in the bank's history. Are you aware of another account where we've just lost, without doubt, $450 million to start with?
I think the issue here is that certainly the notes are at this point valueless, and certainly there's no, they have no ranking of any significance, so you are absolutely right there. In regard to the history of loans or whatever, I've been chief executive for 3 years, and there's no doubt that in my 3 years as chief executive, this is the largest write-off that we've had. And as I said earlier, Mr. Main, it's something that aggrieves me, and certainly I'm not happy about it, and certainly the board's not happy about it, and my senior management team are not happy about it, and certainly I have concerns, as I said earlier, about the information that was provided to us in order for us to have actually actioned that particular provision or accommodation to ABC. So I'll leave it at that at this point.
I must admit I'm a bit nervous about the other $240 million because I went to the AGM of IMF last week in Sydney, they're the litigation funder, and they said that the charge by the banks was only taken in June this year, and they used a phrase to say it was still green, i.e. it's got to be there for 6 months before a company collapses. So they're challenging it in court. So we dropped the 450, there's another 240 on the line, we've only at 5 minutes to midnight whacked the charge on. 500 of the centres are actually sitting in the Australian Education Trust, so we don't actually have much security over the centres. So it's a pretty scary situation. We could be dropping another 100, 150. Just one last issue, Chairman. Look, thank you for your very candid comments. I never thought I'd hear a banker talk about the time a call was received and the number of errors in a 200-page document. So they've been terrifically fulsome answers. I think people should remember that the Singapore government also put $400 million into ABC Learning at the time we took our biggest exposure. So clearly it wasn't just the Commonwealth Bank on its own going in there.